gentlemen.
Rabbi Shore, thank you for suggesting the topic and thank you for inviting me. Many of us stay up all night once a year. But that once a year is coming up fairly soon on Shavuos. Today is the 31st day in the Omer, you do the math. So you know that it's coming up fairly soon. We will be discussing the particular halachos of staying up all night from a number of perspectives. We'll begin from the question of Netilas Yadayim. Source number one. Im hoya ne'er kol alayla, a person is up all night. Yesh listapek im tzorech lito yodav shachris. Lihispalel ulahave ruach ro miyodav. V'yitlein below bracha. It's very important we understand the different aspects from which the Shulchan Aruch is coming. There are two separate and distinct requirements to wash our hands in the morning before daven shacharis. One is a strict halacha, and one is something which has to do with ruach ra, evil spirits of some sort. Each one is subdivided into two. From the perspective of a strict halacha, there's a machlokus between the Rosh and the Rajab, a famous machlokus, as to the reason for Netilas Yadayim, which is found in the beginning of Source 2. Yesh hazeh shnei tamim. Harosh kosa lefish yadayim shal odom askoni yasein. V'yevshah shal yigah v'psposer ha-matuna of polayla. V'zatiknu chazal brocha l'netilu l'krishmu l'tfilu. Since a person's hands are inevitably dirty when he wakes up in the morning, so therefore he has to make a bracha before davening. Harash b'kosav, fisha b'shachar achar ha'shein al-anasim kibriyah chadoshah. And therefore we have to thank Hashem, who has created us for His honor, to serve Him, to bless Him, and therefore they made a takon every single day, the regular brachos ha'shachar, all the other brachos ha'shachar include also to sanctify ourselves, to wash our hands from a kli, from a utensil, as the Kohen did with Mekadesh's hands from the kiyar in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we follow this the opinion. How do we paskin? Says the Mishneh Berurah. La'alocha anotovsim kishnei ha'tamim l'chumra l'nin netila. We have to follow both reasons l'chumra. But of course, when it comes to a bracha, what's the famous rule when it comes to brachas, gentlemen? The famous rule. Safek brachos lahakel. So it would be the other way around. Presumably you would not make a bracha unless the bracha is required according to both the Rosh and according to the Rashba. Is it clear? This is from the halachic perspective. However, there's an additional perspective. The additional perspective is something which is called Ruach Ro. This itself is divided into two, which is not found explicitly in the source that you have here in front of you, but if you look in the pre-regarding of the discussion, if you take a look at Mishneh Berurah Chav Ches, which we do have in front of us, he points out the expression of the Mechaber, Lispalel ulahav ruach ro miyodav. Both are found. That's the Mishneh Berurah in Chav Ches, and we'll understand Chav Ches in light of Aleph. L'tfilo yesh safek, im tam netfilas v'dayim shachos kar rashba, v'im kain, and the Mishneh Berurah makes a statement unequivocally, we'll see later, that it may not be so unequivocal. Afal gav the hashd lo nasa briya chadosha, because he was up all night. Lo plug rabbonim. The rabbis made no distinction. If you follow this understanding of the Rashba, no distinction is made whether you're up all night or not. V'tzarach netila, and you're required to wash your hands in the morning. O Shema, perhaps, ikir atam ka rosh shom, your hands are dirty. V'neir v'lonoga b'mokam v'tunaf ain't tzarach netila. If you're up all night, you didn't touch a dirty spot, you would not require netila. And then he goes further. Ulahaber ruach ra yesh gam kein safek. There's this question even with respect to this mystical concept of ruach ra. In ba'alma hashena goyim ruach ra. Does the sleep itself cause the ruach ra? Im ken afil yashin beyom shor ruach ra v'tzorach litol yadav v'litol. You have to wash your hands when you wake up after a nap during the day. By contrast, nir balayla ein tzorach litol yadav. It all depends upon whether you sleep or not. Oh no! Oh, halayla goyim ruach ra. It's the night. In Kenya, din behepech, that if you sleep during the day, you would not require washing, but if you're up all night, you would require washing. Interestingly, if you look at the Prima Gaudim, he says this is a dispute between the Gemara and the Zohar. At the Gemara, says it depends upon the night, and the Zohar, it depends upon whether you slept or not. A remarkable dispute within Ruach Ra. We don't fully grasp what it means. We'll discuss the details a little bit later. In any event, both from the halachic perspective and from the mystical perspective, if I may use that term, there are two different opinions. One is a Rosh and a Rashba, and one is seems to be a Gemara versus a Zohar. Without going into all the details about these things, this is the background for our present discussion. So therefore, we have two opinions. What do you do when there are two opinions? Well, what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch told us what to do. Yitlein below bracha. You wash your hands without a bracha. But you know, Klal Yisrael love brachas. We love brachas, don't we? We all love to make brachas. But the problem is we have to be careful of two things. What's the worst thing? And what's the next to the worst thing? Baruch Hashem Etzricha. Correct. So we have to be careful about these two. Let's take a look in Os Lamed Mishnah Berurah, the last one in Source 2. Yesh me'achronim shecholken al achros rabah b'zeh b'sovim, v'tzorach levarich. You have to make a bracha. V'yesh me'askimim imam. V'kol zeh below osa tzorachov. As if he did not go to the bathroom. Avolim osa tzorachov kodem atfilah. If he actually went to the bathroom before davening, went to the bathroom before davening, then what? Haskamas achronim debezet tzorech lito yodav levarech. Then you have to wash your hands and you make a bracha. V'chei nochol nasas lechatchila v'mishaner kol alayla. Kagom, what's the next words? B'leil shavuos. Yatzet tzorechov. O yatzel mayim v'yishav sheif. Toz l'chule yalma yizchayev levarech. So our problems are solved. Wake up when you come in the morning, what do? Go to the bathroom, you wash your hands, and you make a bracha about the tilas adam. Okay. Are we guilty of bracha shena tzricha? No. Why not? So if you look in the Mogen Avraham, he explains that he, the Mogen Avraham, is a Rashba fan. Because the Rashi is the main view. How do we know? Because our custom is not to make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim when we daven mincha or daven ma'ariv. Even those of us who do wash our hands, most of us, except those who follow the Vilna Gaon, do not make a bracha before mincha, before ma'ariv. According to the Rosh, you should make a bracha. Shachas, mincha, and ma'ariv are identical. Your hands are dirty, so you have to make a bracha. Since we don't follow that Rosh, so we are clearly in the Rashba's camp. Some say we're in neither camp, but the Mogen Avraham is leaning towards the Rashba's camp. That being the case, so if you wake up in the morning assuming the low plug, which as we found in the Mishnah Berurah Chav Ches, so you would have to make a bracha. But maybe the Rosh is right, after all. So if we dirty our hands, and once our hands are dirty, we're required to make a bracha before davening, even according to the Rosh, so we're covered. As we're covered, so you can no problem making a bracha of on the Tila Sedayim. It's not a bracha Levatala, it's not a bracha Shein Atzricha, it's absolutely no problem. So says the Mishnah Berurah here in Tzivkotin Lamed. Clear? It's clear in the Mishnah Berurah, but not everyone agrees completely with this psak for a variety of reasons. But we're going to assume that the Mishnah Berurah is correct. We follow the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what we do. Halacha l'maisa is what we do. When in the morning after a whole night of learning, that's how it goes to Marshall, take a little break, everyone goes to the bathroom, and then we wash our hands and we can make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. It covers both. The Rashba, because we are a new bria because of low plug, and the Rosh, because we dirtied our hands. It's true that Mogen Avraham is not completely convinced about this low plug, but nonetheless, since the Mishnah Berurah said so, we have a right to follow this halacha. In general, I must tell you that there are individuals who do somehow or other find some time to sleep during the night of Shavuos. It's a reality. Some b'mezid, some b'shogeg. People have their own customs. Since I'm usually saying Shiurim Shavuos night, and I have to be a little bit more wide awake than most, So my custom is to take a little bit of a nap after the meal, before the officially the shiurim start at midnight. So I catch a little bit of a nap. So for someone who naps at night, it's even more clear that a bracha should be said in the morning, because after all, the Bria Chadasha aspect exists not only because of lo plug, but because you actually slept. You didn't sleep your normal number of hours, but you slept a little bit at night. It should make it a little better to be able to make the bracha of Al Netzilas Sadaim in this kind of a circumstance. Okay, this is the psak in this regard. One important question remains. When must the person make this bracha? When must you wash your hands? So here's a matter of dispute. I brought with me a sefer, an interesting sefer. It's called Dine Haner Kol Halayla. A whole sefer, you know, we have the age of specialization. A whole sefer was written about somebody who was up all night. What do you do? And the question which is raised in this sefer is, perhaps an individual has to stop his learning as soon as the dawn breaks, what we call in our language, alos hashachar, and at that very moment, should stop learning, I guess according to the Mishnah, go to the bathroom, wash his hands as he would do on a typical day when he slept. So this way, he's doing the right thing. Because if he waits beyond the time of alos hashachar, then there's a problem that he is continuing in his learning. Maybe this Ruach Ra exists. That's the problem. So he writes in the Sefer, that's what you should do. Add Alos HaShachar, you have to stop and do what you have to do. Okay, that's his psak. I have my doubts. I do not believe that people do this. They look at the clock to see when exactly is Alos HaShachar, and that split second, they run to the bathroom and wash their hands. Where I came from, it was never done that way. We'd learn until the time to daven shachris. And assuming we daven vasikin, am I correct that most people daven vasikin who are up all night? That's an old minig. So from alos hashachar till the sun rises, especially if you have the alos hashachar that's the more appropriate alos hashachar, which is the 72 minutes adjusted both to the higher latitude of New York as opposed to Yerushalayim, and to the summertime, as opposed to the springtime. So the Alos HaShachar can easily run until an hour and a half before the sun rises. Doesn't take us that long to daven, I'm sorry to say. From the time we start Hashanasan Nasech Vivina until we get to Shemoneh Esrei, it does not take us an hour and a half. Closer to a half an hour. So therefore, this can be a whole hour of learning from the time of Alos HaShachar until you're ready to daven, so therefore we're not going to stop in the middle. We wait. Is it appropriate to wait, or we're going against this beautiful sefer called Dine Haner Kol Halayla? We don't have to go against Sfarim. Yeah, what can I say? Nonetheless, it seems to me that's a more proper way to do it. And there's a beautiful sefer called the Ishe Yisrael, which I brought with me. A wonderful sefer about all these kinds of halachas. And he has a whole parak about Netilas Yadayim at the beginning. And in this parak, he says, I believe it's parak Beis, he quotes a machlokos on this very point, what must one do in this kind of a circumstance? In footnote, Tzadi Vav, he says, if a person's up all night, should wash hands three times, Ba'alos HaShachar, if you went to the bathroom, you can even make a bracha. So he writes as follows. What causes the Ruach Ra? We saw already the Mishnah Berurah. Is it the sleep? Or is it the fact that that the night passed? And therefore, you have to wash three times just in case it's the night that passes. When must you actually do this? So he quotes the Eish Levram of Buchach in Siman Dal, who heard from his Mori Vachami, Ein Sarach Lahakpid, not to go Dalar Amas without Natila. That's only if it's the night plus sleep. And he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, you don't have to worry about Alos HaShachar. Before you daven, you wash your hands. So passes also Rav Sternberg. This is against the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So Machlokas Shulchan Aruch HaRav, on the one hand, told all the Babish of Hasidim have to look at the clock and wash their hands exactly at dawn. But those of us who follow Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Sternberg and the Buchacha, we can wait until it's time to daven, and then we can wash our hands. This is found over here in footnote Tzadi Vav in Perek Beis in the beautiful Sefer called Ishei Yisrael. I'd like to mention, since we have the Sefer open, one more interesting comment in the footnote Tzadi Tes. The person who went to the bathroom before davening, he washed hands with the bracha. We already saw it explicitly in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed, and he quotes Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed. He goes into certain details about this Mishnah Berurah. Makes the following comment, which I would like to quote to you. He refers to a question of whether by touching our hands when we go to the bathroom, are we in violation of making a bracha shena tzricha? So he quotes at the end of this footnote that if we're in doubt, whether or not we should be making a bracha, we can make our hands, quote, tame, in order to be able to make a bracha. Fine. It's not considered a bracha shena tzricha. However, there are certain cases where the Magen Avraham quotes a shalah, and he asks, wait a minute, you're making a bracha shena tzricha? Apparently, it's considered a problem. However, the Sefer Ishei Yisrael concludes, it depends. In the case where the Magen Avraham is speaking, Siman Kuf Samachay, about a netilas adayim for a meal, what happened? You washed your hands. And the question becomes, about Asher Yotzer, is a dispute? So there he says, it's a bracha shena tzricha. But in our situation, the suffix is in the netilah itself. It's a machlokas harishonim. And therefore, if you dirty your hands, it's not considered to be a bracha she'ena tzricha. So that's the footnote over here. Fine. In the particular circumstance in which we find ourselves, the question is, when would it apply and when would it not apply? We have over here, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel. So in this case, it applies perfectly. However, there's also Simen Dalet, Sif Yud Dalet, which is not on your sources, but I'll read it to you. And here it gets a little bit more problematic. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Dalet, Sif Yud Dalet. Hishkim Kodem Amud HaShachar. A person awoke before Amud HaShachar. V'notal Yodav. And he washed his hands. Yesh tistapek im tzorech litol yodav hamacheres tshir hayom lahava ruach roa hashor al hayadayim. Once again, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yitleim below bracha. V'yitleim below bracha. Same thing. V'yitleim below bracha. Okay, let's review again. This can happen to all of us, not just on Shavuos. Does anyone here ever wake up early? Sure, somebody wakes up early. Especially in the wintertime. You wake up early, it's before Alos HaShachar, so you wash your hands. Do you have to wash your hands again after Alos HaShachar? Again, it's the same question. You didn't sleep in between, I hope. But according to the Gemara Shabbos that the Prima Gada would have it, when the dawn rises, you have a new Ruach Ra. So it says over here, to play it safe, you wash your hands again below Bracha. Please take a look on the second page of sources, the Yitlan below Bracha. Please look inside. It's the first new paragraph on the second page. Ein mishtabruas of Katan Lamed Gimel. What does it say? He doesn't tell you what it says. It should have been on the source sheets, but somehow it was missing. So I'll read it to you from what the mishtabruas says in Lamed Gimel. He says like this. Even if you didn't make a bracha the first time, you don't make a bracha now. How could you say, Al-Tzivan al-Tzila Sinaim, for Yotza Chovas Netila, for tefillah according to the Rosh, and perhaps even according to the Rashba, because you already woke up for the day. Nonetheless, it's the Mishnah Berurah. Hanochon sheyavi atzmon adechiyu bracha. Go to the bathroom again. Chayv make a bracha on the tefillah sedayim, as we said earlier, in Sifkot and Dalet. Sifkot and Dalet. Let's take a look at Sifkot and Dalet. Okay, let's take a look at Sifkot and Dalet. Then we'll come back to this Bi'ur Halacha. I'm sorry for turning around the page again. Sivkon Dalet. It says in the Shulchan Aruch as follows, that you make a bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Dalet, a person shouldn't make Al Natilas Yadayim until after we went to the bathroom, especially if he had to go to the bathroom, he shouldn't make a bracha. V'chayodam kosav, the nochon lahamtim levarach Al Natilas Yadayim adayacha shemenaka atzmo, v'rotzlus falal, ayin shem tamo. That's the Minhag Groh. Why is that? Because this is the opinion of the Rosh. That's the Bi'ur Halacha in source number 3. It's too long to read the entire thing inside. So the Bi'ur Halacha says, well, we should read some of it. Let's read it together a little bit. He quotes the Chayadam to wait till the end. On the fifth line, the person gets up very early. Even if he went to the bathroom, still, says before he davens, he's going to have to go to the bathroom a second time. He should wait until that second time. The Lord says, "Das a rush." The ikara nitka mishul atfilah. This is the psak of the chayodim. You wait until you went to the bathroom already a second time, which is closer to daven. On the sixth or seventh line, the bialach asked, "V'chara kasha latzaso, eich yetei ata v'bruchaso, aliba d'harashva." Because already he fulfilled his mitzvah according to the Rashba 2 hours ago when he woke up the first time, he was sitting and learning. Now that he's doing it a second time after he went to the bathroom before Shacharis, it's too late to make a bracha. And to say that the bracha now goes back to the Natila of 2 hours ago is a hefseg gadol. And then he quotes in Siman Vav according to the Rashba, a Bria Chadasha, maybe you can postpone the bracha, and even though it's a long hefsek, you put it together with all the Birchas HaShachar. That's very difficult. Rabosai, in our shuls, or by a show of hands, anyone in this room have a shul where the chazan that gets up at the beginning of the Shachar starts, Asher ki d'shav mitzvah v'tzivan al tilas yadayim? Who davens in such a shul? No? Broyes? Broyes, that's it. That was the old minhag. None of our shuls that I've ever been in, they start before Nasa Nasech Vibim. Am I correct? So this whole svar won't apply any longer. So you have a major problem. A major problem. So it's true that it's a very serious problem. What do you do? It's a very serious problem. How do you get out of this bind? It's almost impossible to get out of this bind. So of course, most of us have solved it the very easy way. We don't get up so early. We sleep late. But a guy wants to get up early to learn, or he woke up early, what do you do? So what I try to do is to make the bracha right away, and I try that I don't get my hands dirty from the time I get up to learn until after Shachas. Sometimes it'll be a few hours, but I try hard, because otherwise I don't know a good way out of this bind. Frankly, not the topic for this morning's discussion, but the problem each and every day. What do you do? How do you handle this? The minute you wash your hands with a utensil, you're already fulfilling the mitzvah according to the Rashba. But then you have to get dressed, you have to put your shoes on, your hands are dirty. Now you make a bracha, even if it's only 10 minutes later, not 2 hours later, it's still much too late. You can make a bracha 10 minutes after you fulfill the mitzvah. So what do you do about that? That's a major problem. So the best way out of the problem is not to wash your hands with a cup until after you're ready to go. You're ready to put your shoes on, now you're going to be clean till davening. But what's the problem? What's the problem with that? This Ruach Ra business. There's a whole question, Ruach Ra, how much we have to worry about Ruach Ra. Do we have to worry? Don't we have to worry about Ruach Ra? My solution to this problem, which is printed in my Sefer on Brochas, is as follows. When you wake up in the morning, you put your hands under the sink 3 times. Let the water go on each hand 3 times, right, left, right, left, right, left. This is sufficient, according to most authorities, to take care of the Ruach Ra problem. Again, with the Ruach Ra, it's hard to get involved. It's very complex, but if you look at the Beis Yosef, it should take care of the problem. This is called the Gemara's version of the Zohar. It's hard to go with the Zohar. This trick won't work with the Zohar anyway, because you can't even walk Dalet Amos according to the Zohar. But that's not found anywhere in the Gemara. We're required to follow Gemara, we're not required to follow Zohar. And then you fulfill the Ruach Ra issue, but your hands got dirty in between, so the rush requires you to make a new Natila Bracha. Even according to the Rashba, Because the Rashba says you have to use a kli. We read it before. Like the Kohen Gadol used to use a kiyah. So this, therefore, your first washing under the sink, you've taken care of the Ruach Ra, but you haven't taken care of either the Rosh or the Rashba. The Rosh because you got your hands dirty again. Rashba didn't use a kli. So when you use a kli the next time, you only have to wash once with a kli. You already took care of it three times, and you can make a bracha on the tefillah time. That's a daily basis. That's what's printed in my sefer. You have a question? Yes. That's correct. You could never make a bracha on that because that's it's not a kli. Our faucets are not kelim. That's what I say on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Having said all this, let's go back to this bir halacha on the next page. Okay, on the next page. So we should just for the sake of completeness, let's first see the first paragraph, the first bit nibble of bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Achronin, according to the Rosh, your hands are not clean, and therefore you don't make a bracha in this case. But we don't follow the Rosh. Tefillas mincha we paskin, you don't make a bracha. Well, we're not sure. We're not sure this way. We're not sure that way. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. But if you were up all night and you got your hands dirty, the Rosh says lo plug and the chiddush olam, and you got your hands dirty, so therefore you do make a bracha. That's okay. It's the next paragraph that I have problems with. It's the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel that again should have been in your source sheet that's missing that I have a big problem with. That's chat what he said. One more time before we get to this Vit Limbal Abroch. He said if a person got up in the morning before Allah Sashah, washed his hands, and now it became dawn, it's a suffix, you have to wash hands again to get rid of the Ruach Ra. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Vit Limbal Abroch. Says the Bi'alacha is bold. Vitle b'la bracha. Ein mishte b'ru alam et gimel. Hanachon sh'yavi es atzma de chiyuf. Right? The question becomes, wait a minute. Why should that be so? What about the Rajba's opinion? The Rajba's opinion? He says, well, it's a question whether he made a bracha or didn't make a bracha, etc. Without going into every detail here, I have a major problem. My problem is, you created a bracha she'ena tzricha. Why? Because here the whole issue is a ruach ra issue. You want to create out of nowhere a new obligation to make a wash into the bracha according to the Rosh by dirtying your hands. You have no right to do that. Only if you have a suffik bracha, suffik Rosh, suffik Rashba, and the Magen Avraham leans towards the Rashba because we don't make a bracha at mincha time. So then, to play it safe, to make sure you can make a bracha, you have a right to dirty your hands and be chayav a bracha even according to the Rosh. But in this case, there's no requirement for a bracha whatsoever. Why? He would have woke up in the morning and he washed his hands. The only issue was a ruach ra issue. Ruach ra does not require a bracha. So I don't understand this Mishnah Berurah. How can he possibly say that you get dirty your hands and get yourself involved in a bracha? A, it's a bracha shen etzricha. And B, is what about the Rashba? The Rashba, according to the Rashba, so why should you have to make a bracha in this particular case? He says, well, here in our case, he didn't make a bracha the first time. And he goes back to that same base, Yosef, he can make the bracha an hour and a half later. We don't pass in that way. We don't do on the Tilis Adayim in our shuls anymore. So this whole thing is difficult on two grounds, and I would not recommend it. Everything else until now, I followed the Mishnah Berurah except here. I would not recommend in the case where you wake up early in the morning to try to put yourself into a second bracha. I think it's a bracha shein etzricha, and it's maybe even be a bracha lebatala, because we don't have the custom of making on the tefillas a diamond shul, which itself is problematic. We just don't have that. I want to make one more comment about this before we go to our next topic, and that is as follows. The Sefer Isha Yisrael that we've quoted before discusses the following situation. We wear pajamas nowadays. I hope most of us wear pajamas. It's clear in the Gemara they never wear pajamas. It's obvious. Gemara and Brochus. So of course their hands were dirty the whole night. They're touching here and there. We wear pajamas. He wants to say, you wear pajamas. So you wake up, your hands are clean. Maybe you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the Tilas Adayim, according to the opinion of the Rosh. He actually suggests such a thing. That's a mind-boggling suggestion. So the answer, of course, is it's no kasha. Because you go to the bathroom in the morning, same as you do up all night. We go to the bathroom in the morning and our hands get dirty as a result. So this question seems to me to be not a question whatsoever. We'll make one more comment about the this Ruach Ra. Does the Ruach Ra apply today? This is an interesting question. Do we have Ruach Ra in Tavshin Samach Tes? Or do we not have the same kind of Ruach Ra in Tavshin Samach Tes? How are we going to prove it? The Ruach Ra is not, you can't do it, find it in a laboratory test. How are we going to know whether there's Ruach Ra or there's no Ruach Ra? Ishei Yisrael quotes the Gra, who says that the Ruach Ra was weakened when the Graf Patatsky was killed. Somebody was actually on Shavuos, but some Mesoros. Not time to go into the whole story of the Ger Tzedek, and someone ratted on him, and the government, the Gra wanted to take him out with the Shem of the Forest from jail. A whole fascinating story. That's what the Gra said, that the Ruach Ra was weakened then. Even before that, the Magen Avraham said that the Ruach Ra no longer applies, because the Gemara says, in the old days, if you didn't wash your hands, you touched your eyes, you got blind. All the ophthalmologists haven't recorded recorded cases in our recent history. So therefore, some say that the Ruach Ra no longer applies at least not to the same extent, and therefore it is room to be more makel as far as certain questions about Ruach Ra are concerned. Okay, for time consideration, we have to stop. This is the first part of the shiur about Netilas Yadayim. We now go to the second part of the shiur, which talks about just one more point about this. The Poskim say that if you sleep Shisin Nishmi, which is 60 breaths, so then it's considered a significant sleep, and there's no problem making various brachas afterwards. So in the Be'alacha David, he has three different opinions. Some say it's 3 hours, proof. The Arizal slept 3 hours in Shabbos. And some say time Chacham is different, Shabbos is different, etc. Others say it's a half an hour. Others say it's 3 minutes. So we assume it's a half an hour. So if you slept a half an hour, so that's considered to be a significant sleep, and then you're considered as someone who actually slept and not someone who's really up the whole night. Okay? This is the Netilas Yadayim. Footnote 4 discusses the next issue. Kol HaBrachos HaElu, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Em lo neschaya v'yachas mehen, kon shlo shama kol tarnagol, lo holach, lo lovash, lo chagar. You make the bracha anyway. Yesh amad ramah, even on the sky, you make a bracha anyway. The bracha is not on you. Al tzorchei olam, v'chein ha-minig v'en l'shanos. Mishnah Brura, Chav Dalet, number 5. The Eliyahu Rabba says, Elokai neshama n'mav r'shena ein l'varech, n'mayaner kol ha-layla. If you're up all night, leave those two brachas out, because you actually didn't sleep. And the poskim say, you should hear these brachas from somebody else. V'am yoshin v'alayla shishin nishmin, since I try very hard to get at least what we call 60 winks or 60 breaths, which is a half an hour before I get up, go up, start with the mishmer, so I'm the one, and I'm the designated hitter, that I'm the one who says the brachos in the morning. So I'm the one who's willing to admit that it took a half an hour. And everyone, oh, not me, Rabbi, not me. Oh, he slept 2 hours during my shia. What do you mean? No, not me. Not me. But I admit that I got a half an hour sleep, so therefore I make the brachas in the morning and I'm motzi everybody. I say all the brachas out loud from the beginning to the end, including a very important Hamar Rishena. For some reason, don't know exactly the reason is, most of us in our shuls, we don't say it out loud. We just the first time we say Hagom Lachasal Tovim. So you instinctively, no, can't do that. You have to say the whole thing out loud. And you don't answer Amen until after Lama Yisrael. So that's what we do. Okay, that's important. So once we're talking about Amen, let's get to Birchas HaTorah, which is the next major part of today's shiur. Here too, we have the halachas of Birchas HaTorah. Let's see number six. So what does it say over there? So in Shulchan Aruch, again, this should have been in the sources, but somehow it's missing. In Siman Mem Zayin, that's the siman about Birchas HaTorah, we read as follows. If a person slept during the day, it's a question whether you make a bracha or not. Our meaning is not to make a bracha. If you're up all night, the night follows the previous. If you learned all night, you learned at night, it follows the previous day, and there's no need to make a bracha, kol zman shelo yoshen, as long as you don't sleep.
Says the Mishnah Ruah number 6. Shenas Kev. Avlim Yoshen Shenas Kev al Mitasa. Afilu Betchilas Halayla Choshev Hefsek. Afilu Hayesham Meshabasif Yud Aleph Modu Bazen. He says you should make a bracha. I don't follow this psak. My second quibble with the Mishnah Ruah. Why? Because we shall see in Birchas HaTorah as well as a big dispute. What's the nature of Birchas HaTorah? Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? Or is it some kind of a Birchas HaShachar? The Birchas HaShachar, you're not going to make a bracha if you slept from 11 to 12 at night. For sure not. And even if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the question is, what's the cutoff point? A person learns in the morning, goes to work for 8 hours. How come he doesn't make a new bracha? It's a famous question of Tosfos and Brachos and the Rosh. So there's some kind of continuity. Could be the continuity extends all the way until the next morning, until the next dawn. So therefore, I don't follow this Mishnah Berurah. And I printed that also in my Sefer on Brachas Am Mordechai. But I found it later that I was mechaven to one of the Gedolim, Rabbi Karp Shalita from Eretz Yisrael. Also I found, agrees with me, that against the Mishnah Berurah, you would not make a bracha. This happens to Halacha L'maaseh. You take a nap, you know, early in the evening. You take a nap because you're tired, you got home from work, and you want to go learn your Daf Yomi. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have to make a new bracha at 9 o'clock at night after you took a half an hour nap. So I'm passing against that. And I have an ally in the, I think the Sefer is called Mishmeres Moed, if I'm not mistaken, by Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Karp from Kiryat Sefer, a very big Talmud Chacham, and good to have him as an ally when you're going against the Mishnah Berurah. So you need any ally you can get. That's what I think. So that's the beginning of 6. Imhoya Neir Kol HaLayla. Person's up all night. Now what do you do? Person's up all night. What happens now? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Chavches, Yesh Omim Dein Tzarech Levarach Baboker, V'yesh Omim Dein Tzarech Levarach, Ki Kabu Chachamim Baruch Azu B'chol Yom, Dum Yod D'Shar Birchos HaShachar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'safek Baruchos Lahokel. Achim Efshalo Yira L'Shmor Birchos HaTorah Me'acher. You say is a psukim. That's the best way to do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He took a nap, Erev Shavuos, which we try to take, don't we? We try. It depends on if we can. Uvalaila shaliachra v'aneir kol alaila. Pasuk hagon Rabbi Kiv Eger. Debezel chulia matzorach levarach baboker birchas haTorah. Mimadav shach. What's the Mamanashach? If it's a matter of sleep, you slept. And if it's a matter of you're a new person, you're a new person. This is the famous Mamanashach of Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger's world famous Rabbi Akiva Eger. Fine. It's interesting, if one looks in number 7, which is the Mogen Avraham's version of this, you see something very important. Unfortunately, on the sources, something else is left out, but you look it up later. The opening Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shavuos, Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet. There he discusses this in greater detail. But we're going to see it from this. I was going to compare the two. We only have one, but let's see what he says over here. Mashma Nimnir Kol Alayla and Tzarech Levarach Baboker. Okay. I'm reading source number 7. V'tzarech Iyun. The Bishlam of the Svaras HaTur. The Svilei the Bishen Atalia Milsa. Depends upon sleep. Im lo yashen et zarech levarach, fine. Av lefim ha-shenogu, shelo levarach kishayashen bayom, we don't make a bracha if we take a nap during the day when we wake up. Im kain, demashe levarach baboker hayle mishum, shekavu chachamim bracha zu b'chol yom, dumir d'shar birchos ha-shachar. So it's a kind of a birchos ha-shachar. Teda, tol rabbi natam, kishayomet konam alos ha-shachar, ein zarech levarach, you don't have to make a bracha. Uchshameir hayom, when it gets light, sarach levarach, you have to make a bracha. Im kein l'didanami, for us too, av shelo yoshein, we don't sleep all night, kishameir hayom, as soon as it gets light, sarach levarach, you have to make a bracha. And then he says, shelo hoya datenu liftar rak liyom echot kitakonis chazal. The word datenu is problematic. What is datenu? If it's a birchas ha-shachar, the chazal koveya has nothing to do with datenu. With some poetic license, I want to say that the word datenu in Mogen Avraham is lav dafka. Doesn't mean have das.
Das is irrelevant if it's a Birchas HaShachar. He means that we think according to the way of Chazal. Chazal introduced every single day to make a bracha, as if Leiv Bezdin Masna. That when you make a bracha in the morning, it's only till the next morning. I don't think the word Datenu should be taken literally, because he says Kitachonas Chazal. Make up your mind. Is it either it's Datenu or Kitachonas Chazal? In my view, Takonas Chazal is the determining factor, and Datenu should not be taken in a fully literal sense. Im Yoshein v'Hishkim Kolam Alos HaShachar Sorech Gamkin Levorech. You have to make a bracha. Midi Dehavi Kishar Birchos HaShachar Shemavorech Osim Kolam Ayom. You have to make a bracha. So the Magen Avraham is interesting. He uses the word Sorech Levorech. So once again, on this basis, there are Gedolim who tell us, if you're up all night, look at the clock, keep your finger on your watch, as soon as it's Alos HaShachar, stop learning, because we're not allowed to learn before we make a Birchas HaTorah. Make a Birchas HaTorah and resume your learning. By a show of hands, in what shul that you've been in all night, they give a bang on the table and say, stop! And let's now make all together Birchas HaTorah. Raise your hand. I never saw it in my life either. But that's what it says over here, if you look at it literally. You have no right to learn after Los HaShachar before you make a Birchas HaTorah. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. I'm sorry. That's the second. That's the last line. But even before we get to that, the Rabbi Natan said, the Magen Avraham says, "L'dinanami av shelo yoshein kishemeir hayom sarach levarech." As soon as it gets light, you have to make a bracha. It's the literal reading of the Magen Avraham. And he discusses it again. I'm sorry we don't have it in front of you. In Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet in Hilchos Shavuos. How are we going to justify the Minig Yisrael not to stop the learning to make a bracha before at the very moment of Alos HaShachar? Let me give you my answer in brief. Without going into all the details. We have accepted that Birchas HaTorah goes from one day to the next. Rabbeinu Yonah, in explaining this, tells us, isn't this unusual? Doesn't Halachic day start at sunset, go till sunset? Why are we having the Birchas HaTorah day go from morning to morning? It's a good question. He quotes a Maamar Chazal that says that we sometimes don't learn enough by day. We pay up our debt at night. So based on this Medrash Chazal, the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brachas that the learning day starts in the morning and goes till the next morning. That's the day in, as far as learning is concerned. And when exactly does this new day begin? On a typical day, when we sleep at night, it begins when we wake up. And that's why, as we just saw before, a person gets up before Alos HaShachar, Sarach Levarach Miad. You have to make a bracha immediately. Why? If you want to be technical and say you have to wait till Alos HaShachar, it's before Alos HaShachar. So the Mishnah Berurah defends it. Like an other Birchas HaShachar. You wake up early, you make all the Birchas HaShachar, every last one. So, because it's a new waking day. The new waking day is when you wake up in the morning. That is the new day. It's irrespective whether it's after Alos HaShachar or before Alos HaShachar. Whenever you wake up and you ready yourself, it starts a new day. You make all Birchos HaShachar, including a new Birchos HaTorah. Clear? Nachas is a very interesting question. When does a new day begin for someone who's up all night? He's not leading a normal life for this particular one day of the year. So when does his new day begin? Should we be arbitrary and say, bang the table, at Alos HaShachar, the new day begins? And that's what some say. That's what the Magen Avraham seems to say a little bit over here in Hilchos Shavuos. Not our meaning at all. It seems to me that for somebody who's up all night, do you know when the new day begins? When he shtelzach davening shachris. He's about to go davening shachris. That's when the new day begins. And therefore, minig Yisrael, that we don't look at our clock for the precise moment of Alos HaShachar to stop learning and make a Birchas HaTorah. We wait till they finish the learning, and everyone's getting ready. They're going to the bathroom and all the other hachanas for the and the sedaya and the other brachas and the kind of shama. And at that very moment, we make the new birchas torah for the new day. And if I'm correct, it's perfectly justifiable, because that's when the new day begins for someone who hasn't slept the entire night. That's when the new day begins. It seems to me as a perfectly legitimate point of view, and that's exactly what I think is done in all of Klal Yisrael. So I'm here, I'm always trying to be Malamed Tzfus in Klal Yisrael, because according to what we look over here, we're doing, all doing wrong. We're learning without a Birchas HaTorah in the morning and Shavuos from Alos HaShachar until we stop learning to break for Shachris. That's not good. The Klal Yisrael is doing an Aveira. Can you imagine? Ashlo Bercho Batorah Tchila. If all of Klal Yisrael is doing an Aveira Shavuos, they're trying to do a mitzvah and I'm doing an Aveira of learning without Birchas, that would be terrible. So we have to give a justification. So I think I'm giving you a fairly good one. Namely, that our understanding is that you go from day to day, and the definition of the day is the waking day. So therefore, if you get up before Alos HaShachar on a typical day, you used to make the bracha right then and there. If you get up later, you make the bracha then and there. And this unique night that you didn't sleep at all, or almost didn't sleep at all, so your new day begins when the typical yid starts his day, when he goes up to daven. So therefore, if you were learning a hex for half an hour or so after Alos HaShachar, and then you make a birchas haTorah as part of the general, after we do an ashul, we make the brachas from the beginning, from the Tilas Adayim to Lama Yisrael, straight through, all the brachas together. So therefore, it seems to me it's legitimate. That's what we're starting our new day. And the half an hour in between, we will learn that's credited to the old day. Everyone follow me? So I'm justifying Minig Yisrael, even though it's seems to be against what the Magen Avraham is saying. Yes, sir.
Straight. So then they also resolve the problem with the Bnei Halacha raised in the very first.
That's a good question.
Now we are actually doing everything all together.
That's the one day of the year. So for this day it works.
But that works.
Maybe. That itself is not such a great sefer, I'll be honest with you. Bezos quotes it. It's not the best sefer. But you're right. It would be an additional point of consideration that even if you don't have the low plug, it might still. Yeah, but you slept an hour at the beginning.
When does he get
that? Right. It's an additional helpful point. Thank you to you, Fred. It's a good point. Very good point. My last point for today is, I know we only have 2 minutes. The last point for today is eating. When do you have to stop eating? I don't know about your shul. Oh, that's my show of hands. Is there any shul that anyone goes to on Shavuos night with absolutely no food? How do I guess? Somehow the way it's... I'm told that in certain shuls they have catered scrambled eggs and pancakes. Am I right? That's what I was told. I'm telling the truth, huh? I won't mention the community. I don't want to mention it. But I was told that in certain communities that's the way it is. De rigueur. And our shul, none of that stuff. But we do have some cookies and cake and some soda. People shouldn't go hungry. You have to eat, remain kemach in Torah. When must you stop eating? That's a very serious question. So here, I have to tell you that I cannot give you any breaks. I believe you must stop eating at Alos HaShachar. But even that is a break. Even that is a break. I'll tell you why. Let's take a look at the last source, source number 8. It's going on Simen Pei Tes, Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin. Let's just give you a little background on what Simen Pei Tes is all about. Simen Pei Tes is about the halachas of tefillah and what you may not do before davening. So as a rule, you may not eat before davening. Anything. Nothing. You're not supposed to eat before davening. But it says over here, Im hischil lechel korom alos ha-shachar, says the Shulchan Aruch, tzorach lahaf, so you have to stop dead in your tracks at alos ha-shachar. And some say you don't have to stop dead in your tracks. What is the machlokas? A fundamental dispute as to the nature of the Easter of eating before davening. According to the first opinion, it's an intrinsic prohibition. Based on the Sochlu al Hadam, which the Gemara quotes in Masechta Brachos, which although we assume it's an Asmachta, if you look in the Ra'ah, sounds like it's a Din Doraisa. That's what the Rambam sounds in his Sefer HaMitzvos, not in the Arach HaZakah, a real Din Doraisa that of course presumes as a Chiv Tzvila Doraisa, which the Ra'ah and the Rambam both hold from. Most assume it's a Din Dirabana, but it's an absolute Din. What does the second opinion say? No.
It's your regular din. You can't eat before Mincha either, before Maariv either, before Krishma Shalal either, because you're afraid you're going to forget. So when there's a prohibition, which is not intrinsic, but you're afraid you're going to forget, there are certain leniencies if Hiskel Beheter. That's the two. That's the dispute over here. The first opinion, which we accept, La Halacha, is it's an absolute prohibition. And the second opinion, which the Mishnah Berurah rejects, it's only a Yeshav and the Mishnah Arab, says it's not an intrinsic prohibition. I have to tell you that Hasidim, with a capital Ches, are very lenient in this matter. Very lenient in this matter. And the only limud schus I have for them is the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which maintains it's not an intrinsic prohibition. It's only a Shema Yishkach. We're not going to forget. We're going to daven with a minyan. So we can have all of our Danish and our Babkas and whatever you have before Shachris, especially on Shabbos. Which we think is an absolute prohibition. Chassidim are very lenient about it because I'm giving a limud schus in Chassidim. I do come from Chassidic stock. So my limud schus is the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, although the Mishnah Berurah says Achronim, says the Ikar Kesvar Rishona, it's an absolute prohibition, but Chassidim have their own psukim, and they seem to be more lenient in this respect. Okay. But assuming we follow the first opinion, that the help starting early is of no use, when must you stop? So you have to stop. Tzorach l'hafsik. When must you stop? When must you stop? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hiskel Lechel, Hafilu Hoya Beheter, Dahainu Shahoya Yosa Mechatsi Shah Ad Alos Hashacha. The Betoch Chatsi Shah Osir Lahaskil Lecho. Kumashakosa the Ramosim and Tofresh and Bezagabe Lulov. Wadinagabe Krishma the Raisa. I want to give you a cool over here. That this additional Isser of eating a half an hour before Alos Hashacha, that's only Shema Yishkach. The intrinsic prohibition of Sochol Al Adam only starts at Alos Hashacha. Earliest time to daven. So since the guy is in shul, and there's a minion, he's not going to forget to daven. So therefore, I'm going to be lean for you, and I don't make any announcements in my shul, stop eating! Don't start eating anymore. It's already half an hour before Los HaShachar. I don't do that. At Los HaShachar, I calm down before I say, you know, Rabbi, at this and this moment, it's Los HaShachar, no one should eat anymore. Period. And there's an additional leniency for that half an hour. Because the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'davkim ocho yosu mikabetza, davederach keva, so the person that says this nibbling will be an additional leniency to eat up until the actual deadline of Alos HaShacha. But once Alos HaShacha comes, you have to stop eating. Rabbi say, I must tell you, this I'll conclude. There's some people who eat so much during the night of Shavuos that if they stop at Alos HaShacha, it won't hurt them. They'll be able to make Kiddush and other Sudas Yom Tov properly. Thank you so much for listening.
It's not a little cozy. Ah, lives in our community.
Rabbi Will was here next week. Rabbi Meir Golitz.
So, Rabbi Weiss family.